Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and me, of course. We're here for the second half of the show, if I can find it. Yes. And there it is. Yay. Yes, in case you hadn't heard, and I've been saying it a bit to the show, I'm doing a new games play evening, or several two more on Thursday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. at the St. Mary's Bramall Lane, at the church there. And it's quite a good space that I've got. It's the nave. It's like, I think, about the biggest space in the whole outfit, the whole place. And I will be doing moderate paced games and at least one soft war game. And by that I mean it's going to be somewhat physical, but it's not going to be too physical. So if anyone's at all concerned, it's not going to be that rough. Not like the original soft war games, which were very rough indeed. But this is like a soft war. Yeah. And I don't think I'll do more than one, just to demonstrate what that is. And also, I would like to do either parachute games or a create-a-game process, or both, depending on what people who attend want to do. So we'll see how that all goes. Anyway, the word that I would describe the whole thing is fun. It's just like being a kid again, but you know, as an adult. But it's really it kind of describes me in a way. I love to play, so it fits me perfectly. But on with the music now. The 30 Point Buck by Bananas at Large. I love the name. And No Jokes About America by the Firesign Theater. Yeah. And was that all? No, we're good. One more. That Feel by Tom Waits. Yeah, that's what we're going to hear right now. So starting off with the 30 Point Buck.
Well, anyhow, getting to be that time of year, eh?
Yeah.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my bonds, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, I guess get with the beat, hey.
I got a great big knife, cause the hunting is my life. It's my chance to drink beer and get away from the wife. It's a boys' night out, acting stupidly. Say now, baby, don't you think maybe how about you and me, yeah? Well, we partied all night, never made it to our bunks. And I was sitting in the tree stand on a tree day drunk. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the tree stand, start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30 point buck. 30
point buck.
30 point buck.
30
point buck.
30 point buck.
30 point buck.
30 point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground. He was so rutiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often. But I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30 pointer right in his coffin. Yeah.
You get him there, Clyde. I believe it when I see it here, buddy.
30 point buck.
Couldn't get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Triple Barrel Double Scoped Heat Seeking Shotgun.
Dirty point buck.
Yeah, the women clapping in the back there. I gotta like that. Well, you would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away, y'all. Still, I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze orange shaking on the ground. At first, I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law of mine from Illinois.
Only cheeseheads in here, right, boys?
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that 30-point buck. I'm going to get that 30-point buck. I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
I'm gonna get that 30-point buck. The last thing I do, I'm gonna get that 30-point buck.
This is Reverend Bill Barnstormer from the First Deformed Church of Science Fiction. And I'd like to speak to all the Willies and Wilmas out there about the new No Jokes About America legislation penned and now before Congress. Sure, I know most of you get your jokes from Cosby's Kids and those pathetic lost souls getting temporarily rich and famous on the Poverty Channel's new hit, Orwell 3. But we must never again let ourselves laugh at a president or a vice president who not only can't say he's not a crook, but can't put one word ahead of another and whistle America Under Wraps at the same time. We must rid our airwaves, fun parks, nightclubs, and rock bands of jokes which can only aid and abet our enemies. We must learn to take seriously our unelected administrative undersecretaries, because doing otherwise undermines our ability to save us from ourselves. So, if you agree with me that the rest of our precious country ought to be run just like an airport security checkpoint, tell your congressperson to vote yes for No Jokes About America.
Okay, that was, let me unplug here so I get rid of that buzzing. That was That Feel by Tom Waits. And before that, we heard No Jokes About America by the Firesign Theater. And That 30 Point Buck by Bananas at Large. Now, I come from in Wisconsin, a hunting community, so I can sort of relate to that, but it's not as bad as that, I don't think. Anyway, but I'm sure there are some people who it fits for quite well, actually. Ah, yes, so just a reminder that I'm doing a two more play evenings at St. Mary's, Bramall Lane, at the church there, from 7 to 9 on Thursday night and the following Thursday. I've had good turnouts, and we've had a lot of fun, and it's a good opportunity to do that. So come on down. You'd be most welcome. On we go with the show. Next up is, Ethno Gypsy by Tiki Masala. And let's see, what else? Okay, I got it now. Whole Wide World by Reckless Eric. Who else? Ethno Gypsy to start off with. If I got that right. Yes, Gypsy. I got it right. So let's start with that. Tiki Masala. Thank you.
said to me, there's only one girl in the world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I call the whole wide world, I call the whole wide world just to find her. Maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean sea is blue. We've been in a tropical moonlit night, because nobody's told about you. I call the whole wide world.
Reckless Eric. And before that we heard Ethno Gypsy by Tiki Masala. Yeah. Next up is Thank You by Alanis Morissette, Crippled Inside by John Lennon, and Shapeshifter by They Might Be Giants. Yeah. And just a teeny advert that I'll be doing new games at the St. Mary's Bramall Lane on Thursday and the following Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. And the charge is based on what you want. I'm recommending £12, but I'm open to whatever. I just want to pay the rent, basically. Yeah, anyway. So on we go with the show. Thank you, Alanis Morissette.
How about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I am full up? Thank you. How about unabashedly bald?
shapeshifters all around.
They might be giants with Shapeshifter. Oh, is that? Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, thank you, Ross. Shapeshifter by They Might Be Giants, Crippled Inside by John Lennon, and we started off with Thank You by Alanis Morissette. Okay. So on we go with Tamvela Mama by Mokumba, and Get to Know You by Tina Dicko, and one more. She's in Dry Dock Now by Minotaur Shock. Okay, let's see how that all goes. And do remember to come to the New Games Play Evening at St. Mary's, Bramall Lane, on Thursday, and the following Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Wow, 9. You get there just as we're ending. It will be fun. And I think you'll see what I mean when you get there. Anyway, I do want to do the process of creating a game if everybody agrees to it. And, we'll see what else we can get up to. I have a parachute. I think I'll save Earthball to next Thursday, because that's quite a draw. Anyway, on we go with Tamvela Mama.
Thank you. Jimule kavana vange mutuma me mwachiri. Makwetu yo enovanike. Makwetu yo enovanike. Jimule kavana vange mutuma me mwachiri. Jimule kavana vange mutuma me mwachiri.
Step in someone else's place, to mold you into someone else, to save you from yourself. I didn't come to steal your thoughts, to analyze you, find your faults. I didn't come to change your mind, or turn your eyes blind. I've never picked your brains for any answers. There's nothing here I feel we need to solve. I've never pushed to break through your defenses. That's not why I'm here with you at all. Stranger, I just came to get to know you, just to sit next to you for a bit. Stranger, I just came to get to know you. Wouldn't it be a shame if I never did?
was Minotaur Shock. Oh, and I'm trying to disconnect the thing here. Okay. With a track called, I can't read it from this far. She's in Dry Dock Now. Yeah, she's in and is in parentheses for some strange reason. But anyway, and then Get to Know You by Tina Dicko. Was before that. We started off with Tamvela Mama by Makumba. Yeah, love them. Huh. And we're going to end up with a track by Underworld called Cups. And, well, we'll end up with that because it goes for 11 minutes and 46 seconds, but we won't get all of it. We'll get as much as we can, starting now. Or not.
Thank you.
This is Cups from Underworld, and I'm Dale Lefevre for the Max Chance Show. And just a little reminder that, in case you just tuned in, we'll be doing new games at a play evening at Bramall Lane, St. Mary's Bramall Lane, that is, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. And the following Thursday, I'll be introducing soft war games, not the very, very physical ones, but a nice one, and some moderate games, and also how to create your own game. We can do it in the workshop and more. Anyway, this is the end of the show. Signing out. See you next week.